got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Amazing, I hope. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are men assumed innocent and women assumed guilty? Why? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you just got to run right now and do what you got to do because of time or whatever, you can podcast the show. You can podcast the show and still listen to it as it is happening on your phone. You can listen to it on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Justin or Bond JLP Cash App. We just had some type of outing. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. I got to turn my computer back on. It just went off. Amazing. We had a little flash off just for a fast minute there. I don't know what happened. But, and to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com. That's the wrong one. /JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Friday. Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Friday is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Another day in paradise. Let me go. Stop.
Taylor Frankie Paul can be seen kicking her ex-boyfriend, Dakota Mortensen, and putting him in a headlock.
She beat you up?
Yeah, a woman and her mother in Northern Kentucky, get this, they just turned down a $26 million offer for their property.
How much money did you say it was?
Claiming to have uncovered over $170 million in fraud in the state's hospice and daycare system.
Yeah.
This is the sound of hospice money.
Dirty everywhere. They have your picture.
A party at downtown LA restaurant ends with several women being taken to the hospital with stab wounds.
Apparently, servers brought the party the bill, and that's when sources tell us the fighting started.
What are you saying?
One of the women pulled out a knife, and another one grabbed a bottle.
I'm telling you that because I'm too much pregnant. I would drag you out there.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Amazing. That's the Anchor Baby's work. Amazing work. Amazing. I was reflecting again. And I was reflecting on how most, I would say 99.9, but not all, but 99.9% of people, male and female, all races, all ages, it doesn't matter, except adults, but all races of people love, literally love, living behind a wall of misery. They love it. They don't want out. And it's interesting to see that, too, because you would think that all miserable people would want a way out, but they may not know exactly how to get out, but they definitely want out. And if they ever learn that you can get out, you can cross over the wall and be free and finally live your life, that they would take it, but they don't. And I've come to realize that the reason they don't take it, they really, really, really don't want it. And it's mind-blowing to see that. But I understand human nature, and I totally understand it. And that's why, unless someone asks you for the right kind of help, you cannot help another person. And a lot of people, when they start working on themselves and they understand you got to forgive, and they go do it and they feel good and they run and tell someone else real fast, they're ready to preach the truth. And then those people that they're running to turn on them. Who do you think you are? You know the truth. You forgave. You did. And then the mama turned on him. My child came and told me, they forgive me. Who are you to forgive me? I'm your mama. And then she built an army against you and so on and so on. And so you cannot, for those who are working on themselves around the world, you've been told over and over again, don't run and tell anyone. Just keep it quiet and work on you. And there will come a day that you shouldn't even wait for or look for or expect that you will be able to help somebody that want it. But that's not a reason for you not to go tell it or work on yourself. You should work on yourself because you want to come out of your misery. You want to cross the wall over into freedom. But most people don't want out. They literally do not want out. They are in love with their misery. They are in love with fear, doubt, anger, resentment, stress, insecurity, shyness, suicidal thoughts, worry. They love thinking about the past or the future. They love throwing stones at other people. They love it. And they literally do not want out. And so for those people who are listening, you're making a horrible mistake by thinking that you can help someone else. They're going to hurt you. And the reason I'm mentioning it because most every day I hear of some man or woman who are working on themselves, and then they decided, oh, I'm going to go and tell my family member, or I'm going to tell a friend, I'm going to tell somebody, a coworker. And then they turn on them. They wonder, why? I wish I had not said anything. You cannot help anyone. People love, they literally love their misery. And just think about it. The spirit of truth, God doesn't help them because he only helps those who want to come out of the darkness of their insecurities or whatever it might be. He does not bother anyone else that doesn't want it. And he does not hold it against you that you don't want it. You have a right. This is your life. It was given to you, a gift from God. You have a right to be miserable in your world because it is your world. Or you have a right to be free. Whatever you want to do in this life, he let you do it. So other people, let them live the way they want to live and don't judge them. That's what they want. But you got to stop trying to save people. You got to stop. Do what you want, but people want to be the way they are. Because if they didn't want to be living in hell, they'll walk out of hell. They would go through it and get past it. They want it, and they have a right to stay there. Don't feel sorry for them or anything. And the religious people have an ego knack, a habit of want to go out and help people, and they get smacked in the face. And they should, because it means verbally, spiritually. Because you're out there preaching to others, they don't want to hear, and you're doing it for your own ego gratification. You want to feel like a Christian or Muslim or a Jew or whatever, and you're helping somebody. It's all for your ego reason. And when they hurt you emotionally, you say, "Oh, you just treat me this way because I'm fighting for Jesus." And Jesus said, "When they hate you because they hate me." You make up those excuses rather than realizing that you are wrong for imposing your ideas on anyone else. Lay your weapons down, turn the ships around, and just work on you. It's a spiritual battle. This battle is truly good versus evil. And if you, whether you're married or not, if even in a marriage, if one person is working on themselves but the other one is not, whether it's a husband or the wife, it's going to be hell to pay in that marriage, in that home. Because the darkness inside the other person is not going to love the light inside of you at all. And it will work overtime to destroy it inside you, your mind, and everything. Crawl over the wall and be free. Lay your weapon down and be free. You can literally be free. But it's up to you. Freedom is for all who will accept it. And I don't care what you've done, where you've been, or whatever, you still can be free. Because we all build up a wall growing up. We go through so much trauma in the home, outside the home, in the workplace, growing up and getting into age. We go through all kinds of things. So we build this wall to try to protect ourselves. But what we don't know is that we are building a wall that is locking us into that wall. And in that wall, you start throwing stones at others, and then they react, and they throw stones at somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. Be free. Why not be free? Be free. 888-77-JESSE. And I can guarantee you, unless you clearly look within, and you can bank on this one. If you don't look within and live from there, you're never going to be free. I don't care how much studying you do, how many books you read, how many false teachers teach you about other things and other people, you ain't going to be free. You just have a head full of knowledge and a bigger ego. That's all you got to have. Did you hear that the apparently the Senate passed a bill last night to accept ICE, except for ICE and the Border Patrol. New York Times is reporting that the Senate voted early Friday to fund the Department of Homeland Security, except for immigration enforcement and deportation operations. But the Great White Hope from NBC News, the Great White Hope posted on Truth Social that he is signing an order to pay TSA workers. Watch this from today.
Overnight, Congress finally moving forward to provide relief to workers and travelers.
The ayes do have it. The bill is amended as passed.
In the early morning hours, the Senate reaching an agreement to reopen the Department of Homeland Security, but not funding Border Patrol and ICE, which Democrats blocked.
No blank check for a lawless ICE and Border Patrol.
Democrats didn't actually want a solution. They wanted an issue.
Immigration enforcement has been at the center of the stalemate that caused a 42-day partial government shutdown and left hundreds of thousands of workers unpaid, including TSA officers, with airport delays piling up across the country and frustration growing.
Everybody needs a paycheck to take care of their family.
Well, I just really upset with Congress for not doing their job to fund DHS.
Yesterday, President Trump maneuvering around Congress, ordering the new DHS secretary to immediately pay TSA officers. That's just a temporary solution. And while the overnight Senate deal is a first step and likely supported by the president, the House still has to agree to it before workers can get a regular paycheck again. House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday sounding uncertain about the future.
We'll have to see.
Amazing. In the way that I want, excuse me, the way that you see the government acting and treating one another and not wanting to do the right thing and some want to do the right thing, at least pretend, that you're watching from the government is exactly what's happening in your life as well. It's the same thing. The way the government treat each other and they way they treat the voters, it's the same way you treat others and they treat you. Because it's spiritual and the battle is good versus evil. It's the same. One is just called government and the other one is called family or friends or whatever. It's the same thing. You're just seeing the big picture of it. The government don't like you. The government can care 2 cents about you. They just want the vote. They want power and wealth. Be not deceived that the media, the government, nobody like nobody. There's no love. Emotional love is not love. That love you feel is not love. It's hate. It is hate. It is not love. Once you let it go and experience real love, it's not about color. It's not about male or female. It's about good versus evil. Either you have love, which comes from above, the love that comes from below in your heart, the hatred is not love. That's why it goes back and forth, because it's not real. But the government don't care about you. Why would anyone hold back on funding the government that would pay workers who are working for the government, no matter what, if they agree with them or not? And even down in Florida, and I'm a little surprised. I thought Florida was a little more conservative than this. Everybody, and they mama, if you're black, running to Florida, they mama, and their mama, if you're white, because they thought Florida is the place to be. But what you don't know, your troubles are not on the outside of you. They're on the inside of you. And wherever you go, your troubles are going to be there too. If a bunch of angry, out-of-control people run to Florida or Texas or wherever, you're still going to go there and create the same environment, because what's in you is what you're going to bring out. CBS Miami, and I'm surprised at Florida. A group of sheriffs are pushing back on the federal government immigration crackdown and argue that immigrants are not criminals, should be allowed to stay in the country. But apparently, and according to this report from WPLG, Governor Ron DeSantis is shedding down this idea that every undocumented immigrant should be deported. Watch this from WPLG.
Denise, the idea was first discussed Monday by Polk County Sheriff Grady Judge. The chair of the state's Immigration Enforcement Council, Judge, says Congress needs to reform immigration policies. This morning, the governor weighed in.
This idea that unless you're an axe murderer, you should be able to stay, that is not consistent with our laws, and it's also not good policy.
Governor Ron DeSantis this morning supporting immigration enforcement policies in the Sunshine State. It comes days after Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd suggested some undocumented immigrants should not face charges or be deported.
But some of them came in here inappropriately only to do better for themselves and their family, and they're not violators, law violators.
There needs to be a path forward for those that are in this country. They came here illegally. They violated the federal law, but it's a civil violation.
DeSantis strongly defending the state's efforts to help the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.
You know, we have different people that are victimized by illegal aliens every day in this country. Not all of them have criminal records at the time. In fact, probably most of them don't. But under some view, it's like, okay, yeah, you come illegally, but and then you stay until you commit a really violent crime. That just doesn't work.
Judd chairs the State Immigration Enforcement Council, and he says it's the council's job to tell it like it is.
It seems like it's appropriate for us as a council to make recommendations how we can be more laser focused on those that help in this country.
So was Governor DeSantis for it again?
He's not for this amnesty push that those guys are doing.
So he believed that the illegal should be shipped back.
Yes.
Because the report said Governor Ron DeSantis is shedding down the idea that not every undocumented immigrant should be deported.
Right. It's kind of in a double negative, so it's said in a sort of confusing way.
Yeah.
He's against letting them stay on a blanket basis.
But why they wrote it in a double negative, and here I am black, and they confusing me.
I know. They wrote it that way because, here, let me see. Sometimes they, That's how WPLG Local 10 wrote it. They just don't have good copywriters or editors these days in the media.
Well, you know it's bad if I realize it's bad writing.
Yeah. That's for sure.
What the? Also, that sheriff, how can a sheriff be against deporting illegal? Anybody that crossed the border illegally is a criminal. How can that sheriff say what he said?
A lot of sheriffs are, well, sheriffs in general are politicians. And so they want to kiss up to the people who supposedly vote for them. And also, he sounded like a mama type of a grandpa sheriff, where he's kind of hit and miss on his values.
So is so Florida becoming a blue state?
Maybe.
How can it be, though, with all those conservative moves to Florida? It's enough conservative move down there that Florida should be red forever.
Well, a lot of liberals moved to Florida, and then a lot of these Cubans moved to Florida, right? And these Cubans are former communists. They turn Republican for a second, and then they turn back into communists sometimes.
Amazing. It's amazing to hear the sheriff and other American representatives being for the criminal and not for the legal citizens.
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing. The group of Florida sheriff plan, the group of Florida sheriff plan on sending a letter to Donald Trump, I mean President Trump, asking to alter his immigration enforcement, but decided to caution against it. WPLG.
The committee discussed writing a letter to President Trump and Congress, but today DeSantis cautioned against that.
And it's not what the president ran on. And so to send a letter to him asking him to go back on his campaign policies, I would not advise that to be done.
Grady making it clear he continues to enforce the law.
Any illusion that we're not supporting the president or the government is absolutely false. We're providing input. We're providing feedback.
Now, so the sheriff and DeSantis are going to be mad in a minute. They seem to be fighting against each other. How would you trust, though, that the sheriff is doing the right thing if he believes that not all illegal aliens are criminals when they cross the border? How would you know? How will I know if she really loved me?
I think he needs to be removed from the being the chair of that immigration council thing, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. What a mess. And the beat goes on. How will I know? I want to know what love is.
Your producer said that he seemed to be based up until this point, where he used to be sensible on crime.
See, be based?
Yeah, because he would go viral somewhat, mm-hmm. talking about black crime and other things.
So based mean tough?
Yeah. Based on the truth and reality, unshakable.
Oh, well, something happened in there. He had a change of mind. What changed your mind? He seemed to have had a change of mind.
Either that or it never came up like this, maybe.
No, you don't know. Hey, if you work for the airport thing, security people.
TSA.
Yeah, TSA. And then they didn't pay you for a couple weeks or so, 40 days, 41 days. Would you still work for them?
Like you said, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would hope that I would be able to live without a paycheck for a little while and just keep on working. Because that's so disruptive to just, and selfish, in my opinion, to call out sick or just to work another job and not show up to work.
Yeah.
And making it bad for your fellow employees, your coworkers who are there, and for the people who are at the airport. Do it for your country.
No love. Where is the love? 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back to your calls. And your Super Chat, we got to catch up with yesterday's Super Chat as well. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, it's Friday. Friday, a busy day. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after the JLP show, from 9 to 11. And then at 11, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I had a very interesting discussion with Lewis Herms, and he is running for governor of California as an independent candidate. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What does it mean, independent?
I don't choose a party. The D versus R is a divisional control. When they divide, what do? They conquer. We're going to have almost an antichrist that comes through as a Republican if we don't wake up.
The crime is so bad. I'm afraid and I'm black.
Are you?
As it is the state.
We can't go in here with fear. We're in a spiritual battle right now.
Yes.
Right? If we take back our state, we take back our country. That's the reality.
That's for sure. It's going to be interesting to see if they take back California from the Democrats. But I heard a report. I don't know if it's true or not, so some of you may want to verify it. But they were going to have a debate, the people who are running for governor of California, but they decided to cancel the debate because it was all white people running. No people of color. So I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. If that is true, that's insane. The people who are participating in the debate should not have allowed that. And just do it anyway. That's insane. So the Fallen State, you can support the Fallen State by going to, by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby right after the Fallen State. TV from around 12:30 or so, somewhere in there, give or take. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all. Everybody and their mama. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Come on down. All right. So, on a Tuesday night debate at the University of Southern California was canceled late Monday amid allegation of racism because all the candidates invited to participate are white. While the four Democrats who were left out are Latinos, black or Asian. That's from calmatters.org. White people, I just think it's so interesting. It's like mind-blowing that in your own country that was founded by whites and made great by whites. And you allow these other people of color to come in, and they're taking over your country and telling you how you can and cannot function. Think about that one. And that's happening in all of the white countries. And white people say, oh, okay. How are you not going to have a debate because there are no, quote unquote, people of color part of it in the white man's land? Allison is a first-time caller out of Michigan. Let's see here. Allison, get it off your chest.
Thank you, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Amazing.
Good. I'm amazing to you.
Right on.
I'm amazing since I started listening to you.
That's amazing.
I'm doing the silent prayer, and it's literally transforming my life, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for what you're doing for all of us that get it.
And I want to encourage you to just make sure you stay with it. Stay with being present. Stay with ignoring the thoughts and the emotion. Just stay with it, Allison, and you're just going to be amazed at how great your life will be. But stay with it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it, not even those thoughts. Don't let them talk you out of it.
I will not, because one thing I've noticed is when people call in and you ask if they're doing the silent prayer, a lot of times they say no.
Yeah.
And so when I heard that, I said to myself, I'm going to make myself do it, whether I want to do it or not. I'm just going to make no excuses.
Yes.
And ever since I've been doing that, my life is just flowing wonderfully.
It's so mind-blowing to me is that the spirit of truth, the first law is that to follow God, to follow freedom, to love that more than anything or anyone else in your whole life or anything, right? And the people won't do the one thing. I don't know how they expect the second thing to work and be right if they're not doing the first principle, is to stay present with what is right. Stay with the silent prayer, stay present. If they don't do the first thing, the second thing is never going to get right.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, it seems like we're conditioned to put our faith outside of ourselves instead of having the faith in ourselves to discipline ourselves to make our life better, because it is in our hands. It's not outside of us.
That's for sure. What a mess.
I know, but I have a story that I want to get off my chest.
Okay.
So I went out with a friend of mine the other day for dinner, and she had another friend there. And this girl is a middle school teacher in my town, and I live kind of in a smallish kind of city. And she was coming home with her friend. They were walking down the street in my once safe town. And this guy came up behind her and stabbed her from her chin all the way above her ear and stabbed her friend in the top of the head. And, like, this kind of stuff doesn't usually happen in our town. And he had been arrested already, like, 7 times. And they didn't keep him. I live in a sanctuary city. And they didn't keep him in jail. And so he stabbed this girl. And I was talking to her about it, and she had gone to court the day before. And I said, what was it like facing him? And she said, I just felt sorry for him.
That's amazing. Was it an illegal alien?
I believe it was. She didn't tell me that part. But
oh, so you don't really know.
But I know he was black. I do know that.
He black.
He black. But it was, it just struck me so weird that she felt sorry for this guy because she's moving out of town. She's moving away. And it's upending her whole life, her husband's life. Everybody's, they're all just moving away from the situation.
When people move away from situations like that, where do they move to?
She's moving to a smaller town where she grew up.
And so in that town, they don't have crime?
Apparently not.
Because, and the reason I ask is because I've noticed that because of defunding the police, no bail bond, illegal aliens in the country, and the government working against trying to deport these illegal, it seems as though no matter where you go now, the crime is there.
Absolutely. Especially Michigan. They've put a lot of illegal aliens in Michigan. And we have a lot of land, and so they've put them all over the place, even in small towns. I mean, I just moved back into my house after I was living with my boyfriend, who was an alcoholic, and I left him, and I moved back home. And I'm so happy to be back home. But in my neighborhood, I've noticed now there's at least like 5 illegal immigrant families that have moved into the small houses in my neighborhood.
Wow.
So now they're not available for citizens.
Yeah.
And my property value has skyrocketed because they just keep raising the prices and my house is small. So... Oh, but I wanted to finish this story. So a few minutes later, she was telling me about how a mutual friend of ours, they're transitioning their daughter, who's 11. And I said, that is so retarded. And she looked at me and she said, we don't use the word retarded. And I said, well, I do. And then I heard your talk that you were saying about just not feeling guilty because I thought, gosh, I barely know this girl. I guess I shouldn't have said that. But I just think it's so she was more mad at me for saying that word than the guy who slit her throat.
Wow. So do you realize that this is hell on earth?
Yes, I do.
And so are you surprised at any of these things that are happening in hell?
No, I'm not, Jesse.
Oh, good. Because this is what happens in hell. Life is miserable for those who are living within in hell, and they are bringing that out of themselves and inflicting on other people.
I know. It is. It's lonely when you're waking up because, like you were saying just a few minutes ago, I want to share it with everybody, but I know better than that because I can't change anybody. But I know I can make the best impact by changing myself.
Yes, absolutely. You can't change the people in hell unless they want to change. Then they will change. We, you, I, and no one can change anyone. We can't even change ourselves. We have to let it happen from the spirit above.
Absolutely.
Well,
Thank you so much.
I wish you well, Allison. You stay with it and just work on you. And let everybody else live the miserable life that they want.
I will do that. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you so much. You're amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it, all right?
I will do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye now. Did you ever feel the sweet things? What was that applause for? Huh?
Good call.
What?
Maybe you thought it was a good call.
I can't hear you. He's not going to turn the mic on. Where's Nick?
He's out there.
Nick, come and help Kurt. Kurt doesn't know how to turn the mic on and stuff. And he accidentally hit the applause button. Get Nick. Did you ever?
No, he did that on purpose.
Huh?
He did that on purpose.
The applause?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, that was an accident.
See, it was an accident. But
But he knew how to unmute me.
Well, why he didn't unmute you?
Because he didn't want to.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe he was...
I was not supposed to...
You want me to speculate?
Nick,
maybe he was embarrassed a little bit.
Hitting the applause, and then he couldn't turn the mic on.
I don't think that was an accident.
He said it was.
He said it was an accident.
He's saying it was an accident.
He said it was an accident.
It was, right? Yeah. Okay. Kurt is learning, folks, so that's why we...
Every Friday, we're practicing.
Right. Kurt is the producer of the Party Show. Let me ask, is retarded a bad word?
You can't say that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're supposed to not say it because, you know, they decided they're offended by that.
What's the word for retarded or retardation?
Mentally challenged or disabled or something to that effect.
They always change the word.
I know, and then that one becomes a new insult. There's a thing over on in the UK where you can't say schizophrenic. Don't say that, English kids. But because two pop music women have changed their lyrics, rappers and singers, Beyonce and Lizzo maybe, changed the whole recording of their songs to not say schizo or something like that, because that's considered a bad word in there. And so there's this Scopes Society, and so the kids use the term scopers for people who are kind of schizophrenic or something. No, that's considered offensive. So the kids are going to use whatever word that you're using that's like nice sounding into an insult. You can't get away from it, ladies.
You got to overcome words.
Yeah.
That's why you got to overcome words. Words are used against you. And they make it so, I mean, they come up with words that were, if you were like into emotions, they come up with words that will hurt you, your ego. Overcome words. Overcome the world. Amazing. Let me go to Canada and talk to the first time caller. Yatsen, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All is well.
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
Relax. It's just Jesse.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Been watching your show for a couple of years now. Just want to say thank you. You're doing God's work. You're making Jesus proud. For the people that want it, I've seen you help people live on air. It's truly amazing. I want to share how you've, or at least some of my struggle and how you've helped me.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
And ask you a question about your career. Give me a second. I've struggled. I've suffered quite a bit. My 20s were a bit of a meat grinder, and I got it from all angles. In my teens, I tried to be a good person, you know, cut the nonsense out of my life, stop lying, don't be a thief, that kind of stuff. And it seemed like, you know, the more I tried to do the right things, the more the world had punished me for it, to the point where, like, I've attempted suicide a couple times. And, yeah, just health issues, betrayal, injury. Just didn't seem like that this world is worth it anymore. And, sorry.
Take your time. Relax.
Okay. Yeah, with your message, I realized I was doing it wrong, even though, you know, it felt like it was right. It was from the wrong spirit, or however you would say it. You know, like, I've helped people. I overcame all kinds of addictions. Like, I was smoking fentanyl at one point, and I got off that, and I tried to help somebody else off of it. I did 40 days with them to dry them out, and then shortly after that, they had relapsed and mugged an old lady for her purse, like, purse snatched her from her, and she fell and died, and he went to prison and stuff like that. I felt guilt about that, and sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I realized that it was for the wrong reasons that I've been doing things, you know, and listening to thoughts and doing things out of pride or for that emotional, like, thrill or whatever it was not the right way to be doing things. You know, charity is not an outward act like that. And, yeah, I really want to thank you. And, yeah, I had a question about have you ever helped anybody that has schizophrenia? It's funny that just got brought up right now.
Absolutely, and I've worked with people around the world who are having that problem and have had it, and a lot of them have overcome that now because they are now working on themselves. They drop the anger. They realize that it was the anger and the judgment that were making them crazy because they thought that they were their thoughts. And so they held on to a lot of resentment and stuff. And when they drop it, now they're free from it. They feel fine.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm not saying I've had schizophrenia.
Right. Yeah.
But I've dealt with that. I've seen a lot of people with that around me, and I've tried to help them or I don't know if it, yeah.
The one thing I want you to know, just a minute, the one thing, yeah, I want you to know, if you don't already know, that every human being with anger or resentment, which is the same, is a schizophrenic person, because anger is insane. It's insanity because it causes you the living in your head like that and being angry. It causes you to do and you think and act in crazy ways because there's no light, there's no love in that. It's only insane. It's only insanity.
Yeah.
And that's why you gotta drop the anger.
I see that. So I always want, because I see you do like exorcisms live on the air. It's amazing the work you're doing for the people that want it.
Yeah, and for those who want it. There's not one person on the planet who want to be free and can't be free. If people are not free, the person that's not free is because they don't want it. They love their thrills. They love their misery. They love hating. They love trying to hurt others. And they don't want to let that go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so, I spoke with my friend who I helped out the heroin, and he's relapsed again after he came out of prison. And I can't even feel bad for him. He just seems to want it.
Yeah. I would advise you to leave him in his hell. Don't judge him, because he does want it. The one thing I promise you, Yasin, that they want to be miserable. So you don't be trying to help anyone. You can't help a person that don't want it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So don't try to help. Well, now it sounds like you are starting to see that, but you can't help your friend.
Yeah.
Can you hold for me?
Oh, yes.
Hold,
yes, sir.
All right, hold on. I got to take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Back to the phones and your super chats. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world, such as
Well, the Senate approves funds to pay TSA agents as airport security troubles intensify. You know, these long lines, hours-long lines, ridiculous. Trump pulled back from more Iran attacks after stock markets dropped, according to far-left AP. Anyway, some people are putting their relatives in poverty to pay for nursing homes. Wow, terrible. And researchers have captured one of the most detailed observations of a sperm whale birth ever recorded in the wild. Pretty interesting, sort of, I guess. I don't know. I guess it's not that interesting. But anyway, this is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls in just a few moments, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls, your super chats. We do see your super chats, y'all. Appreciate them, including the ones from yesterday, okay? So if you feel neglected, you are, but only for a little while, okay? Just a little while longer, we shall end our neglect, all right? Whatever. Nice. And then, sweet. Church with J.C. Lee Peterson on Sunday, by the way. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Busy day today. You're used to Anchor Baby being right after Hake every day, but not on Fridays, okay? So on Fridays, we have the Fallen State after the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby after the Fallen State, okay? So just a little reminder for y'all, okay? Sweet. Commie Nonsense. No, let me skip the Commie Nonsense Network. I'm so used to saying Commie Nonsense. But, you know, Ground News reports that the Senate unanimously passed, the DHS funding bill, as you heard earlier this hour on the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, excluding ICE and Border Patrol. Moving to end the airport crisis, because that's what something people, travelers anyway, immediately feel, not to mention the TSA agents who are not taking the time off. They're having to deal with stressed out co-workers themselves and their the people who are flying. Just after Trump said that he will order DHS, and maybe he already has, I'm not sure, to start paying the TSA officers as that shutdown has dragged on. Now that Senate has passed it, now it has to go to the House, House of supposed representatives. I guess they are representative of the evil of Americans. And Trump has extended a pause on attacking the Iran energy facilities to April 6th. He says that talks with Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, in this Iran war, are going very well. Nice, if true. Revolver and Times of Israel report this headline called Trump is leaning toward a ground invasion, convinced that Iran will then capitulate and say, oh, uncle, let's make a deal, because Trump is bending their pinky fingers back. He's already removed some of their fingers. Yikes. And Ground News is reporting that Iran's IRGC, Iranian Revolutionary Guard thingamajigger, they're recruiting so-called children as young as 12 for Tehran checkpoints. Checkpoints, you know, for the military. Very interesting. Are 12-year-old boys, are they children or are they young men? I think they're young men, but I was looking it up on the internet, asking the AI. 13-year-olds are young men, according to the Jewish bar mitzvah, and probably in the Middle East as well for the Muslims. And, you know, they're considered young men. 12-year-old girls are considered young ladies. They have that bat mitzvah. So 12 for girls, 13 for boys. Young women, young men. But anyway, Antony Blinken, he is the joke of a Secretary of State under Biden. I consider him a joke. He denies supporting military strikes on Iran amid Trump claims, because Trump had claimed that that Blinken was for all that. Experts are warning that the Iran war's environmental toll could persist for decades. And Australia has banned Iranian passport holders for 6 months. Australia got to protect themselves. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you want to listen as it is happening, podcast, and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Another day in paradise.
Let me go. Stop.
Taylor Frankie Paul can be seen kicking her ex-boyfriend, Dakota Mortensen, and putting him in a headlock.
Beat you up. Yeah, a woman and her mother in Northern Kentucky, get this, they just turned down a $26 million offer for their property.
How much money did you say it was?
Claiming to have uncovered over $170 million in fraud in the state's hospice and daycare system.
Yeah. This is the sound of hospice money.
Dirty everywhere. They have your picture.
A party at downtown L.A. restaurant ends with several women being taken to the hospital with stab wounds.
Apparently, servers brought the party the bill, and that's when sources tell us the fighting started.
What are you saying?
One of the women pulled out a knife, and another one grabbed a bottle.
I'm telling you that because I'm too much pregnant. I would drag you out there.
What a mess. Why don't you know that this is abnormal for human beings to treat each other this way? It's abnormal. This is not normal. And shouldn't they say that there must be something else going on here? This is pure evil. It's evil inside of human beings. It is hell on earth. I want to go back to Yasin, a first-time caller out of Canada. Hey, Yasin.
Hey, hey.
So you're working on yourself. How are you doing right now?
Well, I think you can tell that I'm shedding a tear, but it's not boo-hoo and reminiscing
right.
about my pain.
Yeah.
It's gratitude. Because this stuff I wouldn't have even been able to think about without crumbling until I forgave my parents.
And so you went and forgave your mother?
Yes.
And how What did you say to her, and how did it go?
Well, once I got that message from you, and I understood the nature of it, I ran to go do it because there was clear issues between me and her, and they're out in the open between me and her, and she was kind of like waiting for it, I guess, but she was wanting forgiveness from me.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. And my dad didn't really understand, but whatever.
Right. You forgave him too.
Yes.
Amazing. And so.
Oh, and this.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
And the silent prayer, I'm not doing it religiously morning and night, but I am doing it as needed whenever, all the time.
Right on. But I really, really, really want to encourage you. Do what you want, of course, that the next commitment is to stay present. And always, I recommend doing the silent prayer morning and night, of course.
Yes.
But always, and you will get to the point, but always know exactly where you are and what you're doing. Be aware of that. If you stay present with that and do the prayer at night and the morning and then during the day and at night, be aware of where you are and what you're doing and stop all communication with thoughts. No more communication, no more relationship with thoughts at all. I'm telling you, man, you will live paradise on earth. And the hell will be going on around you inside of other people, family members, the world, friends, or whatever. But you will not be touched by it. Not at all. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it.
How old are you now?
I'm 35.
Right on.
Yeah.
Amazing. Will you stay with, did you have any other question or anything?
Yeah, I have one more question. Also, I'm planning on coming down for the men's forum in October.
Oh, cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can be there for the men's forum and the Sunday morning fellowship if it allows you to.
Yeah, we'll see what I can swing.
Okay.
Yeah. Other question was, the Jesus is God people. it's almost like they don't actually believe it. Like they're harping on you because you're saying otherwise. But I think you're more in line with it than they are, because you know you always refer to the Jesus's words whenever somebody brings up Bible verses and stuff like that, and you conflate it against the words in red, which is, you know, from their point of view, the words of God, that should be the most important part.
Right.
If anything contradicts those words, then they don't actually believe that Jesus is God.
And it's interesting, too. You make a good point. They don't believe it. They just want to argue about it and hold on to a false belief. But it's interesting, not one person has ever been able to show me where Jesus said himself that he is God. He said all over and over again that I am the Son of God. He said, my Father's in me, and I'm in my Father. I do the will of my Father. And they never, no one, it doesn't matter if they're Catholics or priests or whatever, no one has ever been able to show me where Jesus said, I am God. It's mind-blowing, but yet, you're right, they hold on to that, because they just want to argue about it. They're afraid not to let it go.
Yeah, and even the line that, like, even when the lines that they choose where he says, oh, I'm, me and my Father are one, that means he's saying God, it's never Jesus' message.
Right.
Like, it's the answer to a question from his followers most of the time. Like, it's not what he's commanding us to go and spread. Like, even if it is true, which, you know, how am I going to know if it is or not until I move on from this world? But that's how are you going to proselytize or bring people into the fold of Christ by pushing that? How does Jesus as God help you or anybody else?
That's right. And they even Jesus said that, hey, greater works that I'm doing shall you do. How God gonna tell you you're gonna do greater work than God? Doesn't even make sense. But they'll come up with crazy response to that too. God gonna tell you, okay, y'all gonna do greater works than me. Doesn't even make sense.
No.
Well,
yeah, it's almost like a cop out. Like Jesus says, do greater works, and then if Jesus is God, like it almost seems like it's an excuse to not do as good as Jesus.
No. What a mess. But Yasin, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you must be willing to overcome the world, meaning overcome your friends, your family, your ideas about God or about anything, and just stay present, and you will become controller of your own world, your own universe, which is inside of you, and it's just going to be amazing. So you stay with it, man.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me think about your other questions or question about who are you?
Yes.
So
who are you?
I don't want to give the Jesse intellectual answer of just I'm nothing, but I think more the question is more like, what is consciousness? And I think the answer to that is, like, you know, we are like a fragment of God. Like a piece of God's mind.
Amazing. You stay with it, man. I want to respond to that, but I want the people to know for themselves by discovering who they're not. But I do want to tell you, you're onto something.
Amazing.
You're truly onto something. And that is amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right. Love you guys.
You too, buddy. Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me talk to James, a first-time caller out of Canada. James, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. It's nice to finally talk to you.
You too, James.
I've been watching your show for years, and you've really helped me in my life. I really appreciate you.
Amazing. Thank you, man. You stay with it.
I'm trying. So the reason I called today is I'd like to talk to you about some of the situations that are happening to me in my life and how they fall.
Are you on a speaker or something, James?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My phone broke. It doesn't work very good. I'm trying my best.
Okay.
Is this better?
Okay. Let me hear you.
Is this better here?
Yes. Right there.
Okay, I'll stay you here then.
Okay, stay close to the phone. You'll do fine.
All right. Sorry about that, Jesse.
No problem.
But my daughter, her mother is Jamaican. And I went to court for 7 years while I raised her. She has autism, my daughter. And I raised her from the time she was 2 to the time that she was 6. And while we were going through court, because her mother had been arrested for assaulting me and then calling the police to try to get me arrested, she got herself arrested. But then after all that, we went to court, and I said to the judge, if you give her any custody whatsoever, I will never see my daughter. And immediately, he gives her custody. He kidnaps my daughter under Section 282 of the Criminal Code, kidnapping in contravention of a court order. And nothing was done by the police. Nothing is still being done by the police because she's black. And in Canada, they are more racist towards white people than I ever. I grew up in a half black family. I grew up around black people, which is rare in Canada. But I've never seen so much racism against white people in my entire life.
Well, you need to go come to America. You'll see it's bad in America. White people under genocide in America.
Yeah, they're kidnapping our children. And I actually have a documentation saying the reason why they're supporting her to kidnap my child, the police and the Children's Aid, isn't because I did anything wrong. I'm a Christian person. I'm a good person. I worked my whole life. I paid my mortgage. I paid everything I was supposed to do. The only thing that they could find against me is I can't teach her my culture, or her culture, sorry. But I thought her culture was Canadian.
Are you white?
I'm white, yes.
Okay. And so they told you that they allow her to kidnap your child because you can't keep her. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, no, literally in Canada, they have Black Lives Matter flags at children's. So if you're LGBTQ, or if you are black, or if you're brown of any color, you are treated like gold. But if you are white and you're a male and you're not a liberal, they actually have in the court documentation, because they couldn't find anything. They did drug tests. They did everything on me to try to get me out of my daughter's life, and they couldn't find anything. I'm like Donald Trump, you know, they keep trying, but they can't find nothing. And then the one thing that they used in the court files is, I once said to my daughter that I enjoy listening to Donald Trump. And they used that, and that was enough to take my daughter from me.
Man, how old is your daughter now?
She's 17, and I'm waiting till next year when I can legally just walk up to her and not have a problem with the courts, because the courts are all liberal here in Canada. You can't do anything in the courts if you're a white man.
Amazing. Are you paying child support?
I would like to, but I don't even know where she is.
Why would you like to? Don't pay. Don't want to pay. That's crazy.
Well, you're right. I don't really want to. I'd rather see my daughter. That's what I want.
Right. Don't pay her child support, that woman child support. And you're fortunate that you don't have to pay it.
Well, yeah, that's the only good thing about it. I have complex post-traumatic stress disorder because I was abused by my mother my whole life. And then to come through this, it's really a hard thing, eh? And the thing that I really wanted to talk to you about, Jesse, is first off to let your viewers see what's actually happening on your northern border. And also because I wanted to tell you about how I was so angry. You know, during all this, of course, I'm going to be angry. But then I realized, because of listening to you, I realized that anger really was just fear. And then once I put myself in God's hands, I actually am in a position now where I'm looking forward to next year, because I know there's nothing in the world that can stop me from seeing my daughter. No police officer, no government, nobody can do nothing to stop me. But I was so sad, and it felt like committing suicide. I truly did. And, you know, I was watching you, and you really helped me so much. And I just wanted to thank you personally, because if it wasn't for you, I would be dead right now.
Amazing.
And God put it in my heart while I was waiting to talk to you, and that I should tell you this one thing. And it seems weird to me, but I guess you're going to understand. 1 Kings 10, 13 to 15. And that's when the Queen of Sheba gave Solomon 666 talents of gold. I've been reading the Bible because I needed to understand things and how it affects me in my life. And I understand now from reading the Bible from the beginning all the way to the end. And I'm on my 7th time now. I'm starting to understand things. And it's because of you. You opened my eyes, Jeff.
Have you forgiven your mother?
To be honest with you, I know that I have to, and I'm trying my best.
And so have you forgiven her?
Yeah, I think I have, but I still dream about her and get angry in the morning because of my PTSD. So when I wake up, I'm dreaming about her at night, and I'm angry in the morning, but then I'm not. You know, I get back into my subconsciously I'm angry, but when I'm awake, I'm not.
And why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
I'm trying my best. It's just subconsciously when I'm sleeping, I'm having nightmares where I'm doing negative things, like, you know, like just negative things to my mother, and because she's hurt me so bad. But when I'm awake, I'm trying my very best to forgive her. I think I have, but subconsciously, I'm still dreaming negative things. So I don't know if I have completely.
But you haven't. Are you able to FaceTime with her or call her?
No. She actually was very abusive to me. And so we stopped talking years ago.
And so you can't speak to her. Well, if you tried to call her right now and say, I'm sorry for resenting you.
I don't know where she lives. I don't know her phone number. I actually don't even, I couldn't get a hold of her if I tried.
Okay.
I hired a private investigator.
All right. Here's what I want to say to you because of time, is that whatever she did to you, it was evil, but just like that woman that you say took your child, that same spirit is in your mother, and your mother, it was done to her by her mother. And so it was wrong, but she couldn't help it. And what's hurting you is that you have not forgiven her by realizing that, yes, she was wrong, but I'm wrong for resenting her because it wasn't her. It was the evil in her that caused her to do those things. And if you can realize that, then God will forgive you. And I promise you, James, you will never overreact to another situation, no matter what it is, whether it's the kidnapping of your daughter, as you said, or anything. You will not overreact to anything because you would not be attached to anything or anyone, including your daughter. But you got to forgive your mother by realizing she couldn't help herself, so that God can take away the spirit of anger from your heart.
Okay.
She could not help it. She was evil. Based on what you said she's done, she was evil, but that was in her in the same way that woman that took your child, that you say took your child. You got to forgive your mother, and then you would never, ever, you would be free. You will overcome evil, and you will be free. Because evil only live from overreaction, a reaction inside of human beings. It can't live in you if you don't overreact. You will overcome it.
Yeah, and I realize that I'm afraid too, and that's why I overreact, because I'm afraid, and that brings out the anger.
Yeah, and when you say you are afraid, who are you talking about?
Well, I'm afraid for my daughter, I'm afraid for myself, I'm afraid for my eternal soul.
I know, but you who know? Is afraid? Who are you?
Oh, I'm the brother of Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm God's child. That's who I think I am. I think all of us are.
If you know that you are God's child, let's say you believe you're God's child, you belong to God. In God, there is no fear. Why do you hold on to fear?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, I don't really know why I'm holding on to it, and I'm actually actively trying my best to do better by reading the Bible every day.
But the Bible is not going to help you. You can read the Bible till the cows come home, but you got to see that fear is not even real. It's just an illusion. There's no such thing as fear. It's an illusion, and you call it fear. And you got to start living your life so that you can see that fear is an illusion. It's not even real. It's just that those thoughts are telling you what's going to happen. And if you do this going to happen. You do that going to happen. And you call that fear, but it's just an illusion. It's not even real. I promise you that. Fear is not real.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. And so just start living your life, and you're going to see that fear is not real. And then after a while, you would never have to think about fear anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Do you,
can I ask you another question, Jesse?
Yeah. Let me ask you this first. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting mm-hmm. you from your mother?
I would say, yeah, I don't really have anything against my father. I don't really know him. So it's hard to be angry at someone you don't know. But I have no anger towards him. I don't really know him.
Right on. Most people don't resent the father. That's amazing. So you had a question for him? Are you doing the silent prayer?
Through me right now?
No, are you doing it every morning and night?
Oh, I do it several times a day.
Right on.
I pray several times a day.
Okay, stay with that, stay with that, stay with that. You had a question for me, James?
Yeah. Is there a specific way that I should meditate or go for walks, or when I feel anger, what should I do in that exact moment?
Good question. When you feel the emotions of anger, just know you're in a thought and become aware of that thought and relax in it and do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Don't express it to anyone, meaning don't go off on anyone, don't blame anyone, don't have any communication with the thought and emotions of fear, and it will be taken away from you, and you will get to a point where you never experience anger again. Stop identifying with it. It is not you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. There's no truth in thoughts.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you're a very wise man, Jesse.
So just don't identify with it. Be aware that it's there. You feel it, but don't identify with it. And I promise you, man, you'll be fine. Are you aware of my silent prayer?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are you aware of the silent prayer that I have out there?
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Have you ever done my silent prayer?
Your silent prayer? I don't know about your silent prayer.
Okay, go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
I will definitely do that.
And start doing that, man, and you're going to walk on water.
Thank you very much, Jesse. And I really appreciate what you're doing for men, too, because we are being systematically taken out of the family. We're always wrong. We're always the bad guy. And it's nice to see somebody fighting back on our side and for actual truth. So I thank you very much, because I know how hard that this world is on you for you speaking the truth, and how hard it must be for you, and the things that you've done for us, and the sacrifices you've personally made so that you can make this world better. I just thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome, and you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. What made you make a baby? You white. You made a baby with a black African woman. How did that happen?
Well, to be honest with you, I grew up in a half-black family. My stepfather is black as well.
Oh.
So it wasn't a big thing to me. I just seen that I was physically attracted to her, which was the big mistake.
Okay. Well, your phone going bad now. But I got to take a break. Do the silent prayer. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay.
All right. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Did you leave me waiting here? Why did you go? Where is the touch? Where is the heart?
Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. I do counseling. And if you family, individual counseling, anywhere around the world, I literally counsel with people around the world. And if you like counseling, go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. And so it's done by in-person, phone, or Zoom, all right, anywhere in the world. And you may only need one session. Some people like two. Some people say, hey, Jesse, I want follow-up. But and be patient. If they don't get you in right away, because some people want it right away. But my schedule is so busy. But we will get you in ASAP, meaning as soon as possible. All right. And 800-411-BOND, so be patient. And then I do shout-outs for you, whatever the occasion is, birthday, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, whatever the shout, encouragement, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And thank you for your support about donating to the organization and helping us. And you all are starting to help us with the order. We got to buy new equipment. And some of you started to help with that. Thank you. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate.
Joe.
What?
JesseLeePeterson.com/show.
Oh, okay. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. He black. We gotta upgrade this stuff, man. Y'all see what's going on here. They got it set up where computer stuff don't last long. It's amazing. But you can mail it in, the donation to Bond, make it, check a money order out to Bond, and mail it to P.O. Box 350, Bond 35090, L.A., California. 35090 LA, California, or Jesse Lee Peterson.
.com/show.
I can't hear you.
JesseLeePeterson.com/show.
JesseLeePeterson.com/show, or scan the QR code. Scan the QR code or call 800-411-BOND. Thank you in advance. Super, super.
Sweet.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Floyd H. yesterday bought three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. The messages, shows, and podcasts are changing my life. Coming back to the present is amazing. Thanks much, and happy birthday to me yesterday.
Happy birthday. And thank you for helping us to help others. Stay with us. Amazing.
Thank you, Floyd.
Yeah, thank you,
Floyd. Fazul, it takes more energy to avoid work than to do work.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Brian R., you may not see it this way, but you are essentially an exorcist for demonic oppression, obsession, and subjugation. I predict a JLP. Okay, what the? What are your thoughts on demonic possession? All fake?
Every human being on the planet, everyone, male or female, doesn't matter, color, anything, are possessed with demonic evil spirits. Absolutely. And that's what we're overcoming. Those who are working on themselves, that's what's been controlling you. You're possessed. You're not in control of your own life. And when people tell you, oh, you just need to control the anger, there's nothing wrong with anger. You just have to control it. They're lying to you. You can't control spirits, which are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian R., who also says a canonized saint is Catholic recognition for someone after they die for faith and work on earth. I like Hake's Hall of Fame, scrunch laughing face. Lowercase s saint is a general term for those in heaven. First saints were Christian martyrs, says Brian.
It's amazing, Brian, that somebody can tell you that after somebody die, that they call them a saint, and then you people believe it. And then the people start calling them saint. What the? That's mind-blowing, but I understand. It's amazing. Thank you.
Infamous J, organized religion can act as control, keeping people obedient instead of helping them reach their full potential.
Organized religion, period, is control. It's all about control and nothing else. There's no God in it. Christ has nothing to do with it. It is about control. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion bought a coffee. LOL. Jesse, lovey, your story is so funny with the foreign scammers. Yesterday, you were talking about the Armenians trying to do a car accident scam. They are not afraid at all. They dare, and they don't get caught somehow. I went to a Somali town to get my taxes done long ago when I couldn't do taxes by myself. And he was trying to get me more money by doing something to my tax, and I told him no. And he said I was too scared because I'm a woman, LOL, laughing with tears coming out.
That reminds me, Sion, I even had someone recommended me to a tax person who happened to be an Armenian, and they wanted to do crooked about my tax, too. I'm like, no. What's going to happen when they come? They're going to be looking for me and not you. I'm like, It's amazing the Armenians, but they do that kind of stuff.
Indeed. I think I heard from maybe Andre that it's because they came from a communist country, and in communism, in order to have a comfortable life, you have to be a cheater.
Oh.
Or something like that. I don't know.
What? Amazing. Thank you, C.I.
C-Bill, three coffees. Nick Shirley, our future president. Sorry, Nick Fuentes, laughing with tears.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jay Bell, 71. My insecurities are the one thing that the devil has over me that is the hardest to shake. Any advice?
Repeat that.
My insecurities are the one thing the devil has over me.
Yeah.
It's the hardest to shake. Any advice?
Yes. Forgive. You got to drop the anger. And then stop identifying with the thoughts and emotion. Nothing is happening to you. It's happening to the ego, the devil's nature in you, but it's not you. So stop identifying with it, and you'll be fine. Just move on with your life, and don't call it you. Don't communicate with it, and you will be fine. Stop having a relationship with thoughts and emotions. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Do the silent prayer so you can be aware. Rebuilding the man. .com/silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. So you could be present instead of lost in your head. I wish you well. Thank you.
C-Bill alleges with three coffees. Bill Lockwood has a personal hatred of the Jews and the state of Israel. You can see it in his tone. Laughing. Beta Bill. Did he accept the $7,000 from Qatar?
What's $7,000?
Well, there's this meme going around that Israel or some Israelis or something, Jews, are giving $7,000 to content creators to say nice things about Jews in Israel. And so he's turning around and saying Qatar, which is maybe anti-Israel, I don't know, is paying $7,000 to people to hate Israel. And he's asking if Bill Lockwood took the $7,000.
Oh, no, not that I'm aware of. And I doubt seriously if Bill hates the Jews or anyone, to be honest. Bill is a very, very smart, learned guy.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't think he hates it. I'm almost 100% sure he hasn't accepted any money from anyone to hate anyone, for sure.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Three more from C. Bill. Mays was correct the other day with Bill Lockwood. The Jews were there before it was renamed Palestine. Palestine never existed. Bill Lockport is being dishonest. Mays caught him in a lie, laughing with tears coming out.
Amazing.
But I think you got that backwards, because I think that Bill Lockwood knew that. I don't know. I think Mays is not on the side of the Jews in Palestine.
I didn't get the impression that, I'm not sure, Mays, if you're listening, but I didn't get the impression that Mays was for the Jews.
Yeah.
So I got
the impression that she was for the Palestinians,
right,
against the Jews.
Yeah, I don't remember the conversation. I can't really comment, to be honest. Thank you, though.
Five coffees from Eric. Mark your calendar. Planned Parenthood is giving free nose piercings with every abortion the 1st of April.
Is that true?
I don't know. But the 1st of April is April Fool's. I neglected to look this up. Oh. I saw it yesterday, and I haven't looked it up yet. I cannot independently confirm
April Fool's
or deny.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric H.
Yeah.
Kaya in North Carolina, Satan is the god of this world, and if you're living in this world, you're under Satan's rule, and women can do whatever they please because their daddy, God, Satan. This must be what hell looks like.
Amazing. Is she responding to the biblical question, or she was making that point?
She didn't mention the biblical question.
But that's amazing, Kyle. You're absolutely right. That's amazing.
Certainly related.
Yep.
Chuck and Jivin, last night I cried tears of joy, Bambi eyes with tears welling up. Oh, my gosh. What did I do to deserve this? Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain, God. Smiley. This was yesterday.
Right on. Thank you.
Jermaine, Mark 2:10 yesterday during Bible Thumper Thursday. So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
It's amazing. I'm using this word for, I can't think of another word right now, and for communication purpose. The authority that is given to the children of God is mind-blowing, but you don't know it because you won't return to the Father. You got to return to the Father. You have the authority to defeat evil. But you need good to do it. And it's amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Shout out to Grandpa Daryl, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Misty, 555555565, and Kid Combo 1 and the rest yesterday for the
shout
support
out
on D-Live.
Shout out. Thank you, D-Live.
Anthony L, 100 sticker.
Right on. Thank you, Anthony L.
Fazul, Politics, Emotion Trap, Stay Calm and See It All.
Yeah. Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron, the Reverend Peterson.
Who was that?
I guess that's Jesse.
Who was that from?
Gregatron.
Oh, Gregatron. Thank you. What the?
The right path, good. No betas at the Fallen State Retirement Home. Bless.
Amazing. Thank you.
ChinaVirus23, Jesse, who are you? You told me you black. You told me about your little radio show, but who are you?
Amazing. Thank you.
Borderhopper, 1985, shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on, in violent times, you shouldn't have to sell your soul. Slightly off key, in black and white, they really, really ought to know. Musical notes, praying hands, bird of peace. Goodbye, ego. Welcome, peace.
Right on. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you kindly. Amazing. Let me go to Anthony out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Let's see here. Anthony, You are on the air. Hey, Anthony? You're on mute. Unmute! Derek, let me know when Anthony is ready. Planned Parenthood does not offer free body piercing as a direct service. However, Planned Parenthood is occasionally the beneficiary of fundraising events hosted by local tattoos and piercing shop. That's from Google AI. Let me go to Raphael. Raphael's gone. Okay, let me try Anthony. Anthony, let's try it again. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Anthony.
Real quick, sorry about that. I was distracted on hold. I couldn't hear you were talking to me. But I had a quick question. How do you deal with a challenging spouse or wife?
By not dealing with her.
By not dealing with her.
Yeah.
Can I tell you like a quick 2-minute situation?
Yes.
And then, so last night, me and my daughter was in the kitchen. She wanted a snack, but I didn't want to wait in the kitchen with her. So I told her, take her applesauce to her room, just don't spill it. So I'm on my way up the stairs, like maybe like 5 minutes behind her, and she's coming back downstairs and she crying. And she's saying, her mom like, oh, I told her to take that to the kitchen. So I'm like, well, I had already told her since I was leaving the kitchen that she could eat in her room. She like, she was upset about that, but you know, my daughter listened to me and went back to the room. So later on that night, maybe like an hour later, it's time for bed. And I tell my daughter, she's in my bed. I'm like, you go to your bed. I just tucked her little brother in bed. And then my wife is like, oh, I told her she could snuggle with us till she fall asleep. I'm like, no. And so she's telling me, just like you had already told her she could eat the applesauce up here, I told her she can snuggle. I'm like, well, I'm sitting in the bed. So my daughter, again, she listened to me, but now she's crying on the way to her bed. And in that moment, I'm like, this is like, that was like something nasty. But I didn't know how to address it right then and there. So I'm like, well, I'll just go to bed, wake up in the morning, I'll know how to deal with it. But I'm still not sure, like, how to take that. Or what do you think of that situation?
The next time, number one, don't be angry at your wife or anyone. So you can see clearly how to deal with all situations at all times. So don't be angry. And then, so did your wife say this in front of your daughter? Like, I told her she can snuggle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The next time that you're telling your daughter something to do, and if your wife jump in and say, well, I told her she could do this, just tell your wife right in front of your daughter and without anger to stay out of this. I've told her what to do, and she's going to go do what I said. But don't argue with your wife at all. And if she said, oh, you shouldn't be correcting me in front of my daughter and all that, don't argue with her about it, and you correct the wife in front of the daughter. No arguing with it, and you'll be fine. But if you argue with your wife, you're going to lose because evil wants you upset and wants you fighting back. Lay your weapon down, stop fighting, and just speak up without the anger.
Yes, sir. And I've been listening to you since, like, the pandemic, so I'm 100% aware of that. But my issue with it, the part where I want to address later on today, is the part where since she did that back and forth in front of her, she went to bed crying. She cried herself to sleep. I had to hold my ground, like, bedtime is bedtime. But she, her hearing the exchange between me and her mother drew her to tears. And so I wanted to address that last night, but like I could see like myself kind of losing consciousness, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So that's really the issue I want to address. How do you think I go about that part?
How old is your daughter?
She only 4. but a smart four.
Right. When you see her, ask her why was she crying, and, mm-hmm. and hear her what she says, and then respond accordingly. Just tell her, I don't know how to respond because I don't know why she was crying. And so ask her why she was crying. And if she said, well, because you and mommy was fighting, or mama did this, or you did that, just tell her, don't be angry. Let that pass. Don't hold on to that. She'll be fine.
Okay. But that is like, I noticed she do it as like, when I'm addressing the children or even her, it's no like motive behind it. I'm just doing what I think is right.
Right.
And if she don't agree with it, like just like last night, she's like retaliate. And it was like a nasty spirit, like behind it, it felt like.
No, absolutely. That's that evil spirit that made a home in the woman. And she can't help it. And you, now that you're working on yourself, you say you're working on yourself, you're becoming of love. And if your wife is not working on herself, she's going to only get worse. Because the darkness in her, that evil spirit, those spirits in her are going to hate the light in you. And she's going to try to destroy you and your daughter.
I dealt with that heavily. Like, towards the beginning of this whole journey I've been on, it was, like, terrible. But now it's kind of like this. Like I said, I've been listening to you since, like, maybe, I think 2020, during the lockdown.
Yes.
So it's been a while now, but initially it was hell to pay. But she's been it's been getting easier. I don't want to say that she's been better, but it's been easier for me to deal with.
Yes.
And then and in that she'd be like, "Oh, we've grown so far," but really we didn't really go enough. I just don't react the way I used to react.
Right on.
But
is she working on herself?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's Well, I love the fact you said you are getting better, and you are because you're working on you. And so just stay with it. And in all situations, I don't care what happens, there's never a reason to overreact. There's never, ever, ever, ever a reason to get angry and fight. And as long as you do that, you're going to be fine. And have a talk with your daughter and see what she was thinking and feeling, and you'll be able to deal with her properly as well.
Yes, sir. Highly appreciate it, Mr. Peterson. Real quick, just because of you, I feel like my kids got like a fair shot.
Yes.
Of not, you know, just not growing up in pure hell. And that, like, I totally, man, my hat's off. Highly appreciate it, man.
You stay with it, Anthony, and it's just gonna get better. Believe me, you go.
Yes,
the truth is with you, and the truth, you are becoming one. And you're gonna see the power and the love that's in there for you.
Yes, I highly appreciate it.
All right,
all right, thank you.
Bye bye. 888-77. I can't believe it's a break time again. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. C-Bill, I believe most of these sheriffs in Florida are bought and paid for. Let's check their checking account. Laughing with tears coming out.
Amazing. I was surprised that the sheriff in Florida are acting this way. What the? Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Okay, I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Straight to the phone when I come back. And the 2%. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
We'll be right back.
It's a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour two already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. March 27th, AD 2026. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls for the third and final hour of today's Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And we'll get to more of your super chats as well. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Bond JLP on Cash App or YouTube or Rumble or other platforms as well. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. And then the Fallen State with that governor candidate. Should be pretty cool. And then American Anchor Baby. Always nice. Check out American Anchor Baby. He's on Rumble and YouTube. Not DLive, not Pill.net. Rumble and YouTube. And then you can also podcast his show via Substack and or other platforms like, I imagine, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Check those out. Anyway, the headlines. According to Ground News, the United States brought back $100 million of gold from Venezuela. According to the Interior Secretary Burgum, B-U-R-G-U-M. That's what he said. And interesting. Nice. Trump is going to announce actions to help U.S. farmers today, Friday, if he hasn't already announced those actions. United States farmers, they get subsidized, but they're also kind of struggling, you know. Nice. Trump looking out for Americans. Trump's signature is going to appear on paper currency in a first for a sitting president. I heard that it's going to be dollar bills. So you're going to see Donald J. Trump on the dollar bills. That's exciting. Nice. I like it. Gavin Newsom, he signed some bill renaming California's Cesar Chavez Day to Farm Workers Day. Psh, lame. And that's because Cesar Chavez, who died 30-some years ago, who was a union person, child of immigrants, anchor baby, I guess you could call him. They're accusing him of a bunch of stuff. Speaking of accusations, Epstein's so-called survivors are suing the Trump administration and Google over the release of supposedly private information, because now they're getting a lot of calls and emails and harassment from people who think that they're perpetrators and not, quote-unquote, victims. What a mess, huh? Bunch of dumb stuff. Anyway, the so-called Justice Department is probing California and, get this, Maine, the whole other side of the country, over housing so-called transgender women, meaning men who feel like women. They think that they're women in their imagination, right? With female inmates in prisons. Wow. Speaking of prisons, Arizona, the state of Arizona, has resumed or is going to resume doing executions, capital punishment. They set a May 20th date for the execution of a prisoner convicted of killing a man by setting him on fire. This guy, this white man, Leroy Dean McGill. Is that normal white or is that Irish? He was convicted in 2004 of a couple of years prior, in 2002, murdering Charles Perez and attempting to murder Nova Banta during a July 2002 Phoenix apartment attack. According to the story, he was, as I read it, he was a roommate, and then they evicted him, and he got mad and came back for some revenge. Terrible, huh? Ooh. And some Revolver news headlines. There's a police chief woman who fired a cop for supporting ICE. Libs of TikTok spread this out of city of Elgin, E-L-G-I-N, Illinois. They fired a police officer, Jason Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z, after he made a post online back in October suggesting that ICE, check certain locations for criminal illegal aliens. Elgin police chief is this Anna, A-N-A, Lally, L-A-L-L-E-Y. And she had one of the police cruisers wrapped with like pride stuff, LGBTIQ mess. So politics for me, but not for thee. And some other serious mess going on in Revolver News. Perhaps I'll share that on the Hake Report, or perhaps not. You can check thehakereport.com for info. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question: why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty? What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, anywhere in the world, because we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And so you may, in different time zones, so you may have to run and do something, and you just can't sit and watch the show. Anywhere in the world, you can podcast if you can't sit and watch it. But you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday, and every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is whatever is on your mind. Express your, let me just say, I need my experts to come in, all my experts. I have something I want you to come in on. Get express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Another day in paradise.
Let me go. Stop.
Taylor Frankie Paul can be seen kicking her ex-boyfriend, Dakota Mortensen, and putting him in a headlock.
Yeah, a woman and her mother in Northern Kentucky, get this, they just turned down a $26 million offer for their property.
How much money did you say it was?
Claiming to have uncovered over $170 million in fraud in the state's hospice and daycare system. Yeah.
This is the sound of hospice money.
Dirty everywhere. They have your picture.
A party at downtown LA restaurant ends with several women being taken to the hospital with stab wounds.
Apparently, servers brought the party the bill, and that's when sources tell us the fighting started.
What are you saying?
One of the women pulled out a knife, and another one grabbed a bottle.
I'm telling you that because I'm too much pregnant. I would drag you out there.
Amazing. What a mess. And it's going to get worse. But you don't have to worry if you overcome the world. And you overcome the world that's inside of you, you will overcome the world that's outside of you. Men and women. And the ladies are working on themselves. If you doubt me, you should visit or listen to the Sunday Morning Fellowship or the Ladies Forum. And I counsel with women around the world who can't make it to the meet. They're working on it, and they're overcoming the world. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Did you hear that there were 8 people arrested in Chicago? This was during a team takeover. Fox 36 Chicago is reporting 8 teenagers were arrested during a team takeover in Chicago Loop Wednesday night that led to a curfew enforcement order. Watch this from Fox 32.
It was a very busy and loud night here in the Loop, prompting a large police response and also some arrests as well. Take a look at this video here. It was shared on the Citizen app. It was at around 9:30 last night when a large group of people were seen gathered here in the Loop. You can also see Chicago police officers on scene, many of them on bikes. At one point, video also showed emergency vehicles near this group, but we are still waiting for confirmation on whether that was related to the gathering. This is another video we've obtained through the Citizen app. You can see there's a person in handcuffs getting arrested by Chicago police. Justin Peters, the founder of Chi-Town Crime Chaser, says he was in the thick of all of this chaos trying to help. Listen.
200-300 kids just running back and forth, jumping on cars, just fighting, taunting the police. And it got pretty bad to the point me and my team actually witnessed the little boy actually getting stumped out unconscious, and I had to render aid to him. We had to call an ambulance for this boy. Once the weather starts breaking, or it's spring break or the weekend, and these kids got nothing to do in their communities where they're from on the south and west sides, they'll come downtown.
They black. And they want to say that Jesus was black. If Jesus was black, we in trouble. What? The Chicago City Council is working on a revived curfew law that would allow police to disperse crowds after a 30 minutes warning. Watch this.
This comes as the city council is still working to pass a revised curfew ordinance aimed at preventing teen takeovers. The new ordinance would allow Chicago police to give a 30-minute warning to disperse the crowd instead of the previously proposed 12 hours. And before issuing any citations, officers would be required to ask the person's age and why they are out.
You already know why they're out there to start trouble. They ain't out there to go shopping. What a mess, huh? And so I need my, and then I get to your calls and super chat. I need my experts to respond to this particular video. And Derek is coming in as well. This is a post. I want to know your thoughts on this post about a virgin husband who married his formerly promiscuous wife. And this is so... Derek, don't be walking like a black person. Get up and come on in. He walking like Miss, like he's afraid of Mr. Charlie. He black. Derek is black, my producer. And he walking like, yes, a boss. Yes, a master. I'm coming. But anyway, a virgin husband named Trevor Schitz shared a post about his marriage to a formerly promiscuous woman who underwent a radical Christian conversion. This post is in response to an ongoing debate on X among Christians on whether a promiscuous woman damaged good, unfit for marriage. And hate going to read out this image of this post.
Yeah, I'll sort of skim it for you guys. Trevor Schietz says, my wife was formerly...
Where is it? I don't see
it. Oh, they'll start to show it.
Oh, okay.
It.
All right.
I think they'll start to show it. My wife was formerly promiscuous. I was a virgin. She was then radically born again. And he goes on, We got to know each other well, didn't sin sexually with one another. Our first kiss with each other was at the altar on our wedding day. Married for over five years now, the most wonderful and godly wife, mother to our three children. She's more pure than most virgins. We're far too quick to forget the story of the woman labeled as a known sinner, quote-unquote, who was washing Jesus' feet with her tears while kissing them. The one who is forgiven little loves little. Everyone seems to highlight the benefits of virginity, but forget to highlight the benefits of being forgiven much as well. A woman or man's past sexual sin matters, but what matters far more is if the person is truly born again. God has chosen, this is a Bible quote, what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. And another Bible quote, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Amazing. So, Derek, my black producer, and white on the inside, black on the outside, walking like Stephen Fetchy.
That's not right.
Stephen Fetchy was awesome.
Who?
Stephen Fetchy.
Yeah, that's what you think. That's what all white people think about.
Actually,
the real one
was injured. So,
huh?
I said I actually was injured. You know, huh? I don't walk like that on purpose. Like
you were injured?
Yeah, I used to play football.
All gangsters walk with a limp.
And that's your excuse for walking like Stephen Fetchy?
Well, no, I was actually waiting for the camera angle to change. That's why. So,
is it your injury or the camera?
A little bit of both. I was, in fact, more of the camera because I was sitting there waiting. I was like, all right, let me wait. And then you said, look at her walking like a black person. I said, oh, Lord. There we go. There we go.
So my producer is Derek here. And then next to him is Hake of the HakeReport.com, an expert here, both of them experts. And then to my 4-4 left and your right, my right and your left, the anchor baby, the American anchor baby, and an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then to my 4-4 right and your 4-4 left is the producer of Pacha TV and an expert here on Jesse Lee Peterson, Kurt. Not Charlie, but Kurt. Amazing.
K-U-R-T.
Right. Derek, so should this man have married this formerly promiscuous woman?
should he? Yeah, sure. If that's his prerogative, and we're in America, he can do that.
Is there anything wrong with marrying a promiscuous woman, formally?
I'd say, in a worldly sense, yes, because those types of women have a track record. They tend to act a certain way. And statistically, a lot of those women, they tend to convert to Christianity or, you know, claim to have a enlightening moment. And they'll get with these virgin simp guys with the good jobs.
Virgin simp, yeah.
Yeah.
What's a virgin simp guy?
Virgin. You know what a virgin is. And a simp, you know what a simp is.
What's a simp?
A simp. You know, a simp. Beta simp. Guys that pander to women.
Well, why would you call a virgin guy a simp?
Well, I was just saying these types of guys. I'm not saying like all of them are like that. But,
oh, okay.
But, yeah, they get with these guys and they use them. And then they end up cheating on them, and you read about it online. So we see that a lot, and that's the only reason I'd say be mindful of these types of women. But, I mean, hey, I don't know. Maybe this situation could be different, but statistically speaking, it probably wouldn't. But
for the sake of the conversation, would you marry a virgin, a promiscuous, formerly promiscuous woman?
No.
You would not?
No.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Maybe if God tells me, hey, this is for you, hey, okay.
God made Hosea do it.
Hey, there you go.
Well, she wasn't even formerly.
He spoke to him audibly, though, right?
I don't disclose. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there.
God audibly there. Said, marry that Hosea or something. Right?
I wasn't there.
Maybe that was the devil.
Whoa.
Kurt, would you marry, should this man, in your opinion, should this man have married a formerly promiscuous woman?
No.
And why do you say no?
Because she's going to run circles around him. He doesn't know what he's getting into at all. She's going to run circles around him and control him. I mean, that's why she's getting with him. She knows she can control him.
But she's a Christian now.
Oh, yeah, totally. No,
they have three children.
And they have three children.
Nice.
And children is a different... That's a different story. Then at that point... Yeah, for the children.
For the children.
So he should marry a formerly promiscuous woman for the children?
So they already have the three children, though? And they weren't married in the first place?
No, they've been married over 5 years now.
And they had the children after they got married?
Yeah, they didn't even kiss.
They didn't even have sex or even kiss until they married.
And then they had the three children?
Right.
Then, yeah, if you're already married, stay married.
Would you ever marry a promiscuous woman?
No.
Formally?
No.
And why not?
Because if you're going to get married in that fallen state, you're getting married because of your ego. And me personally, my ego will never let go of knowing that they had been with someone before. I can never get over it. My mind won't let me forget it.
Amazing. How about you, Derek?
Mm-hmm.
Should he have married?
Nick.
I mean, Nick, not Derek. My bad. Nick, should he have married a formerly promiscuous woman who become a Christian?
I don't tell men who they should and shouldn't be with, like, because they know, mainly because they know that better than I. They should at least know who they're with better than I. They're the ones the closest to the situation. So I really wouldn't tell, like, oh, you shouldn't be, unless I know, I guess. Like, I have something really on my heart. That's my friend, like, whoa, something you really shouldn't be with that mind. One. But besides that, I wouldn't. But here's the thing about the promiscuous woman in the past, you know, how do I put this? It's you're taking a bet in a sense. You don't really know someone's heart and you just don't know. So when someone acted a certain, you know, they have a past, so to speak. How do I put this? Like, here's the thing. I don't know that person like you, but if you're going to ask me like, what kind of bet should you make? Then the bet you should make should be, if you wanted to be safer, right? Behavior can sometimes indicate what they're going to do. So, I mean, if you're asking me, like, what kind of bet should you make then? No, you shouldn't make that bet with a promiscuous, someone who's promiscuous, etc. But then I wouldn't tell them who, I don't know that person like you do.
Would you marry a formerly promiscuous woman who turned Christian?
No.
You would not?
Promiscuous means different, I think, in different generations a little bit.
What does promiscuous mean?
You know, like, if you ask you, every girl in my generation is promiscuous, every single one.
That's true.
If you ask who?
If you ask maybe an older generation, every single girl in my generation is promiscuous.
And so,
but if you ask someone closer to my age, I think we discern in our minds, we say, okay, that's kind of like a slut, that's less of one. Or not one.
Okay.
That's true.
I mean,
so maybe we should.
Maybe but should but what? The answer to that is no, I marry wouldn't him. Marry a promiscuous woman like that.
You would not?
No.
Okay. How about you, Hate? Shouldn't this man have married a promiscuous woman who turned Christian?
I don't know whether he should or shouldn't have. I don't know.
Would you?
I don't know.
Okay.
And can I say one other thing, unrelated?
Yeah.
What were you about to ask?
Should man marry a promiscuous woman?
Formerly promiscuous women?
Yeah.
Maybe. Sometimes, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think that there's always exceptions to the rule. I totally get the sense that once you cross the line, it's hard to stop crossing that line. Of sleeping around, but people, contrary to statistics, we're Christians, so we believe in. Because this guy had talked about statistics,
I said in a worldly sense.
Yeah, yeah. But but if we're Christians, then people do change sometimes, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because of time.
Because of time.
But I wanted to say one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't have bragged about it like this guy's bragging about it. Like, yeah. he's talking about calling himself a virgin. First of all, men aren't virgins. And then second, they're bragging about not kissing him before marriage and saying her past. She shouldn't have been out like that. He shouldn't have let her talk about being like that, because I wouldn't want to know, basically. You know what I mean?
That's a very good point. He should not have been putting all his personal business out there like that.
Yeah.
And now everybody going to look at his wife as a formerly promiscuous woman.
And he's talking all
about her business.
Christianese, which is just makes me want to spit a little bit.
Christianese?
Yeah, it's sort of naive.
Oh, okay. Mm. Amazing. Derek, should a woman marry a formerly promiscuous man who turned Christian?
Yeah, they should go for it.
Why? What's the difference?
And I'm going to change my answer, too, I think. Well, actually, they should. It should go both ways. You know, if you've got a pass and she's got a pass, forgive each other, become one.
So a woman should marry a formerly promiscuous man who turned Christian.
Yeah.
Are you saying that?
There is a difference.
Yeah.
But a man shouldn't marry a formerly promiscuous woman who turned Christian.
Yeah, I think they should definitely be open to it.
Because are you changing your mind, you say?
Yeah, I'm changing my mind.
What change your mind?
Uh-oh, here we go.
What changed your mind?
Because they both got a pass, so.
But how about if the woman doesn't have a pass? Because the man said he's a virgin.
Yeah.
How about if the woman is still a virgin?
Yeah.
Should she marry a formerly promiscuous man who turned Christian?
Should she? Yeah, sure. But it'd be ideal.
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
Yeah.
Why, sure. Yeah, sure?
I mean, if she likes the guy, more than likely, she'll like the guy because, you know, so women like those type of guys.
A woman that's still a virgin.
Yeah.
You say, yes, she should marry a formerly promiscuous man.
If she wants to.
Who turned Christian.
If she wants to. But if the virgin's available, go for the virgin.
Would you... You're saying that, no, stop it. Should a woman marry a formerly promiscuous man who turned Christian?
Yeah.
Should a man marry a formerly promiscuous woman who turned Christian and he's still a virgin?
Yeah, sure. It's tough. It's tough because it sucks. I mean, if that's his prerogative, it's his prerogative, go for it. Yeah, but
if the Lord
just know, I'd tell him, hey, look up the statistics on these types of women. You know, things don't really go right. Be aware of what you're getting yourself into, you know.
Would you tell the woman to look at, if she's a virgin and the man is formerly promiscuous, would you suggest she look up his past too?
Sure, yeah, but I know how guys think. You know, guys, we aren't as complex as these females, so.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so would you, if a woman is a virgin, and if you were, and I don't know if you are or not, formerly promiscuous man, should she marry you?
If she's a virgin?
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Even if you are promiscuous?
Yes.
So I'm not sure which would Derek believe. Which one, is he saying yes? A woman should marry a man who is promiscuous if she's a virgin, or no?
He is saying yes, and that thought made him change his mind on men.
So he's saying that men should marry formerly promiscuous women?
I think so.
Are you saying that?
But beware of statistics.
Are you saying that, Derek?
Yeah, but if that's their prerogative, beware. I'd say that.
And the woman should beware of the man, too?
Yeah, but I wouldn't push the statistics so hard on him, but yeah. Because he's a Christian, and you know, men, when they become Christian,
between a former promiscuous man and a formerly promiscuous woman, it seems like the same. What's the difference?
Because sex really is a quick thing for us, but for women, it's more intimate. So, and they also carry traits of the man that they've of the men that they've been with. So,
but women,
but guys
but
really
men
don't
become addition to the women they be married, they would be with too.
Right, but we don't alter our character. Like men, their favorite sports team will be this because of this guy, and you know they'll have this political opinion because of this guy. But it's like for guys, it's like I'm sticking with what I know. I did this with this woman the other night. It's not that big a deal.
Kurt,
yeah.
Should a woman marry a formerly promiscuous man if she is a virgin?
No, they should not.
So a woman should not marry a formerly
promiscuous. They do, they can if they want, but they shouldn't.
Why not?
Because don't you want someone all to yourself? Isn't that the point? If you are to fall in love or whatever, you know, you want them all to yourself. At least that's what I think.
But she would
I do think it is a little bit different for men than women.
In what way?
Because that's... As a man, that's what you want in a woman. You don't want them spoiled.
Well, he already spoiled. He formerly promiscuous.
Yeah, that is true in a sense, but women don't care about that like men do. They see that if you've been with a girl before, they're like, ooh, he can get the ladies, ooh. That's what they're into.
But if the woman is a virgin and the man is promiscuous, he's going to end up cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
If he's formerly promiscuous.
Not for sure, but yeah.
No,
that
for
is
sure.
Not for sure,
no,
but it's more
for
likely.
No, for sure. He carried that with him.
If
he's been counseling for 36 years.
And so the ones that, if they both stay virgin till marriage?
No, if the woman is a virgin and the man is promiscuous.
Beforehand, then
should
she
marry a promiscuous man?
Should she? No.
And what do you say, Nick? Anchor baby?
No.
And why? So she should not marry the promiscuous man?
Mm-mm.
And why not?
Spoiled goods.
Oh. Spoiled goods. What?
Turn it on, y'all.
Let it be known. Let it be heard. Let it be said. They said the man is spoiled good.
Nice.
And I agree.
Yeah, spoiled goods.
But and what do you say, Hake?
Oh, I forgot that you didn't even ask me.
Should a woman, a virgin, marry a promiscuous, formerly promiscuous man who turns Christian?
I'm going to go with you guys. Can I say probably not rather than just a blanket no? Let's say no, just to give you a clear answer.
Why you want to say probably not?
Because I feel like there's always going to be exceptions to the rule. And I think in general they shouldn't even say or talk about this topic. And if they know about it, then it's a point against both of them. I feel like there's always exceptions to this type of rule.
Oh, okay.
You know, because a man who, anyway, like he indicated, men who have been with a bunch of women or get wiser about women sometimes.
Yes or no, Derek? Should a man and a woman even tell each other about their past?
Now, the woman should tell the man, but the man shouldn't have to tell. I mean, you know what? Both of you guys tell each other. Yeah, they should. They should both tell each other everything. I'm done. Yeah. Just because you never know. You might be out, and she might see someone, and he might see someone. So it's like,
so they should or should not?
Yeah, they should.
What do you say?
We're going out.
Kurt, should a man or woman tell each other about their past?
No, don't talk about that at all. That's what ruins it, is when they know about it.
What do you think, baby?
Anytime you have no, but you can't hide it anyways.
What do you think?
No, definitely not. I don't even want to know.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. It's trash off on pills.net. I'll be right back to your phone calls.
As soon as some don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks.
Remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, and then a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. The Hake Report is from 9 to 11, and on Friday, brand new episode of the Fallen State TV. I had an interesting conversation with Lewis Herm. He's running for governor, H-E-R-M-S, Herms, right? He is running for governor of California as an independent. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What does it mean, independent?
I don't choose a party. The D versus R is a divisional control. When they divide, what do? They conquer. We're going to have almost an antichrist that comes through as a Republican if we don't wake up.
The crime is so bad. I'm afraid and I'm black.
Are you?
As it is to say.
We can't go in here with fear. We're in a spiritual battle right now.
Yes.
Right? If we take back our state, we take back our country. That's the reality.
That's for sure. Amazing. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. Right after the Fallen State. And sometimes it's an hour, sometimes maybe a little less than an hour, and sometimes it may even go over. But the American Anchor, baby, is coming up right after that. All right? And then I'll see you on Sunday for the fellowship. All are invited. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern time. I do appreciate it. Let me go to the busy phones here and talk to James from Kentucky. James, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, James.
Excellent. I'm doing well myself, just outbound on Cane Creek Road. It's a beautiful day out here.
Right.
I wasn't sure if I was going to make it out or not. I wanted to ask you, well, I want to answer your biblical question, then I want to answer your question to follow up on it.
Why are women assumed innocent and men assumed guilty?
You know, that's a question I've asked myself and I've asked many others for many years because it's a very dynamic question. What I've come to understand is that really, from what I've seen and heard, witnessed, it really comes down to basically roles. It's the fact that men and women are never meant to be equal in the respects of how many people interpret it to be equal. It's separate but equal. Men were to be the providers, women were to be the nurturers, and for the majority of history, it's always been that way in most of the world. But then recently, things have started to shift. You have I'm going to be kind of careful saying this. But basically, you have kind of a shift in the dynamic, if you will, where because women are able to do more things now than they have been able to in the past, certain ideas and movements have spawned out of it that have kind of turned things on their head. And I guess the reason I'm going with that is obviously when a woman is in distress, it's a natural response of a male to want to protect and try to help with it. You know, if you see a woman being in distress, right? And so there is that general assumption that she's in the innocent. And if any time there's a male around, if he's causing her distress, it's more than likely he's the one causing it. But then, we, of course, as time moves on, we've seen that that's not always the case. And in many cases, partially, I would say, because of more toxic end of feminism, but also social media, you have older women, like my generation, trying to teach younger women basically how to manipulate the system in their favor. And it's created this kind of toxic dynamic where, you know, women are still assumed to be the innocent and men are always assumed to be guilty. And as you and I have seen, that's not always the case.
Amazing.
And that's just the fact of, well, that's why I would ask you. When you were young.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And you're about to ask me what now?
I was going to ask you the question with when you were young, like we all were, did you see or hear the way they are now, or were things very different for you?
Yeah, they were 100% different. There was no such thing as spousal abuse and men abusing women and all that. And I'm sure men and women fought at the time, but there was, all this mess about it was not in existence at all. That only came about when they allowed women the opportunity to vote and to work in government.
So you believe that basically when women were allowed to vote and get into government, that's when you started to see and hear things start to shift in the direction.
I know that for a fact.
Okay.
Amazing. Thank you, James. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a wonderful day.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Gigi.
Good. So about the topic of promiscuity, I didn't hear what you said about it because I heard what everybody had said on your team, but I didn't hear what you said.
Well, I had my experts on it, so I didn't comment on it. But so my experts was is on it. But I do say that if a woman or a man have a promiscuous past and they have repented for it, then no one has the right to throw any stone toward them because they have a past too. And so if they truly change and they want to get married, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. Because I saw the, you know, the slight hypocrisy with the team or the expert when it came to the women and the men.
Yeah.
Because the standard should be, you know, the same across board, both women and women. You know, just as the woman's body is supposed to be the temple of God, the man's body is also supposed to be the temple of God.
That's right.
So if, you know, the standards should be same. And I'm very grateful that I heard you say that, you know, when somebody's a new creature, old things are passed away, and then, you know, they should be able to be forgiven.
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of what the guy said in the letter that James, the post that he read, when that slut met Jesus.
Hello. Oh, Lord.
And then she was like, Jesus, Jesus, help me, blah, blah, blah. And Jesus, hey, go and sin no more. And the men wanted to throw the stones at her, right? And Jesus said, all right, that one of you without sin throw the first stone. And they laid their stones down and walked away. All human beings sin, and that's what all human beings if they want to be free, they got to overcome that.
And they didn't try to stone the slot maker.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesse.
Here the slot makers want to throw stone at the slot. What the?
All right. Have a nice day, Jesse.
All right. Thank you, Gigi.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Gil out of Arizona. Gil, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Gil.
Quick question for you. Were you aware, I just kind of learned this recently, that on YouTube there are millions of people listening to content creators who call imagination God, and that's the only way to get what you want?
I was not aware of that. No, I am not aware of that.
Well, it's rampant. I'm talking about, I found about 10 who are along that way. They say you get everything through imagination, and basically you are God in your imagination.
and are people falling for that?
Well, listen, I tallied up 10. I found 10 who kind of content creators like that.
Does anyone believe that?
Well, they have over 10 million because I added up all their subscribers and it was over 10 million. So somebody's falling for. I think these people, these content creators, must be making a fortune off of idiots, I guess.
Well, what
you know?
What is true about that is the imagination is of the devil, is evil, and the devil will give you physical things. The devil will give you a wife or a husband. In the case of the woman, they'll give you that, and they'll give you a physical thing, but he cannot give you salvation. And as a result, you will get the physical thing, but you'll still be in misery.
Well, but the point is, that there is a counter trend to what you're professing. In other words,
well, the devil is always counter trending God's truth. He doesn't want you to be with God, so he's going to always say, hey, no, come to me. Come to your imagination. I'll give you what you want.
Right, right. That's exactly it. But my point was that you can see for yourself the fight between good and evil on YouTube. There are tens of millions of people who believe that the imagination is God. That's what they are saying. You are God in your imagination.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Well, all imaginations think that they are God. That's why you cannot know the true God, because in your mind, you're judging, you think you're in control. You do think that you're God. And so until you realize, repent by not playing God, you're never going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So just let them suffer, Gil. Let them find out that what they're believing is not real by letting them suffer.
Well, the point is, you can see, I mean, you know, people call you and they ask you about, you know, all kinds of things and about, you know, being saved and all that. But you can see for yourself the fight between good and evil. The evil part is that there's millions of people who subscribe to the imagination is God, and the more you're in your imagination, the more you become God.
Right.
Well, it's amazing.
All people that are in the imagination, whether they're part of this YouTube thing or not, they do believe that they're God. That's why they judge. And so now you're saying that they're doing it on a YouTube. That's just Satan promoting evil because he don't want the people to go free. So he's using other people to promote evil. Gil, thank you so much, buddy.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I appreciate it. Let me go to Corey, our first-time caller out of North Carolina. Corey, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. My question is, what type of guy posts a picture of himself and his wife publicly and says in that post, my wife is a whore, and before I married her, I was a virgin. Seems like someone who's desperate for attention and money. Am I wrong?
I don't know what his intent was, but I do know that and Hate mentioned that earlier, that this guy should have never put his wife or his business like that out there. So now she got to live with that because people are so judgmental, they're going to always see her that way. And in their mind, they're going to judge her that way. And this guy just set his wife up. So to be judged by the world for the rest of her life. And with him, he want to be looking good. It sounds like he make himself look good because he's a virgin who married this woman. It should not have happened, Corey.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it seems like he's trying to put himself out in the world as a savior and a godly man while completely putting down his wife. I mean, if I saw that woman walking down the street right now, what's the first thing that's going to come to mind just by seeing that post? So this is just, this is not a good thing to do. Not a humble or a godly thing to do at all, making that post.
Not at all. I agree, Corey. Thank you, man.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That was on a post there on X. He was agreed with, it's a post, not on YouTube. Brady is out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. I would like to comment on you. You were talking earlier during your break about all thoughts are demonic, and no matter what creed, color, or whoever you are, you're all possessed by evil thoughts. But I had another topic I'd like to respond to with why men go out with women who are very promiscuous.
Okay.
With the women, I mean, if you're a man, why would you want something that's been around the block a few times, if you know what I mean? You want something that's a new and a good one, you know? And also the subject of what if one of those women or whoever they're dating has three or four kids? Why are you even wasting your time as a man?
Should a woman... marry a man that's been around the blocks three or four times?
I think it's different for a man. They're not the ones sprouting out the kids.
But they still, let's say that the man does have kids. He's been around the block, he had kids. Should a woman marry a man like that?
No, I think it works both ways. Either way, it's not good. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of trouble. You're dealing with something that's already...
How about to your phone, Brady?
I'm sorry, I'm driving. I'll pull over here. It's kind of hard because once a woman has become unfaithful or a man, you can never change it. You can't change what has happened. You've already sinned and your ways have been tainted. So you're kind of stuck either way. So you're going to want to go in the path of God like you talk about all day. But I have a quick question here. If all thoughts are evil, Jesse, and you're just supposed to go out all your day not thinking, how are you supposed to think? Are you supposed to even think at all?
Well, you only need thought for one reason only, for a practical day, meaning that for your work, make your dinner, drive your car, that kind. But when you're done with those things, you don't need thoughts anymore. They're only for practical living, physical living, and that's it.
Got you. You don't want to be thinking about any of those U's or JJ's.
I'm sorry?
You don't want to be thinking about all those used up but JJ's all day long.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate it.
Right on, brother.
All right. 8-8-8-7-7, Jesse, Super Chat.
Super Chat. Super Chats.
Renee bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question. Why are
women assume innocent and men assume guilty?
I really want to comment, but I'm saving my 2 cents for Sunday, says Renee. You tricked me and you.
Thank you, Renee. That's funny. Thank you. Amazing.
Hannes, 3 coffees for tithes and offerings. Thank you, Jesse and crew.
Thank you, Hannes. I appreciate it.
Jesus for Church on Cash App.
Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate that.
Eric 5, what feels real isn't real.
Feel real, feel real, mighty real. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Tony Animal gifted the can on pill.net.
Thank you, Tony.
Shout out. Hannes, Bill Lockwood yesterday was amazing. I learned so much. Praying thanks, Hans. It's funny seeing people overreact to even the most reasonable criticism of the Jews. I love the Jews, and it's okay to criticize the Jews. Lord knows the whites get criticized enough, says Hannes.
I'm telling you. Thank you. Bill Lockwood is one of the smartest white men on the planet. And Bill is here at the end of every month. And his website is?
Ko-Fi, we sometimes call it. ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit.
Check him out. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., shocked face emoji, wide mouth agape.
Thank you.
Fazul, marry someone with a past? Know thyself first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jules, he beta for putting it out on social media. Marriage is fine.
I'm surprised his wife allowed him to do that.
His wife was putting it out there before him.
Really?
So it seems like he was following the lead of his wife.
Oh, what a mess. Unwise. I wish them well.
Yeah. Brian L., last coffee I gave a suggestion to interview so-and-so on The Fallen State, who had you on, actually. And how about Mike Tyson next? Thank you.
Nice suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian L. Interesting suggestion.
Yeah.
C-Bill, three coffees.
Thank you, Brian L.
Did you hear that?
Who was it?
C-Bill.
Okay.
Three. Did you hear that such and such woman is out there attacking Nick Shirley? Qatari, such and such woman, laughing face with tears coming out. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. Thank you. But yeah. I'm not surprised. A lot of the people attacking Nick Shirley.
Always mess.
Yeah.
Commander Kim on Rumble. Uncle Jesse, it's different for men and women. I don't think twice about Solomon or David having a harem, but if I were to learn Cleopatra or Esther had 500 men lined up, I'd be like, what a slut, says Commander Kim.
Thank you. But what's the difference between a slut maker and a slut?
Yeah, that was both David and Solomon's undoing,
right,
to be all into the ladies like that.
Amazing. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Commander Kim. Yeah. And I did think something of it, but I'm a Christian. Anyway, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Misty, and the rest of the DLive crew, thank you kindly.
Thank you all.
Nick LaBoy, mind-boggling to see people attacking Bill Lockwood when all he did was speak his point of view, how the Bible lays it out. Personally, I agree with him. Proof, hatred is on all sides. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Check out yesterday's episode. Bill Lockwood was on my show there.
2 days
every
ago.
Month. Oh, yeah. It was 2 days
Wednesday.
Ago. Podcaster used to see it.
Very nice. And let me just double check on YouTube. I think that we're all pretty well caught up. Oh, N Heat says, Jesse, you know what's interesting pertaining to the biblical question?
What?
Mankind is even inclined to blame Adam for the fall, even though Eve was the first to be in rebellion to her husband and God. Brain emoji,
That is so true.
Men always been held more accountable since creation, perhaps due to their direct relationship with the Father. Very interesting dynamic.
They're trying to blame Adam for something Eve did.
Marcus G., hey, Jesse, there's a little something for your little business from me and the chat. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate your support.
And now I think that's all for now. Thanks,
right
all.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Jay, a first-time call out of L.A., Los Angeles. Jay, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, it's Jay from the men's forum, you know, the Jewish guy, but I'm not Jewish.
Oh, yeah. You're not Jewish?
No, what the? But my mom's from Israel, remember?
Yes. Amazing.
Well, I'm at a bachelor party with some friends, and a lot of us were engaged, so I had a question for you, Jesse.
Are you engaged?
I'm engaged, yes.
Right on. Go ahead.
How can you be married and have perfect peace? What the?
You be married and have perfect peace by not trying to get love from your wife? Because women don't have love, your love should come from above, straight from God. And that way you won't be trying to get love from your wife. And if her love coming straight from God, she won't try to get love from you. And you guys will have a marriage that will last until death do you part.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. I just wanted to call and say hello.
Right on. All mates, hello. Okay. Well, I wish you well getting married, man. That's amazing.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse Super.
Jules
Vern says, I just want to say thank you. I just want to thank JLP for showing me a proper path. I used to be full of rage, anger like no other.
Yeah.
Now I am present every day, and all are forgiven. Thank you guys for your work.
You stay with us, and thank you. You got to be out of your mind, people, to think that anger is good and that you need anger and anger from God. And all that. That's insane. And for those men and women, if you want to be free, drop the anger. You don't have to be you any longer. Drop the anger, and you can drop it just like that and be free. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Forgive as I forgive. Amazing. I am out of time. The hate report is coming now, then the Fallen State, and then the American Anchor Baby. And check out Punchin' TV, podcast Punchin' TV, punchin.tv. To the caller, Mark and the other people from California, Mark is the first time caller. The other caller, I'm out of time. I'll see you on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, doors open at 10:30. All are invited. Rebuilderdemand.com/church. And thank you all for your support. And thank you for helping us get the, make a donation to help us get the, computers and new stuff again. Right. Right. Thank you all. Stay with us. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND.